The Granite 101, Center Wellington's best music. It is Austin, and joining me right now is General Manager Dana Bernanuk of the Center Wellington Chamber of Commerce. Hello, Dana.
Hey, Austin. Great to hear from you.
Hey, great to hear from you, too. So lots of things going on. I thought we'd start with some updates you have from the Chamber.
Absolutely, yeah. So during these really unprecedented times with the COVID-19 pandemic, we're here at the CWCC, the Chamber, to show value to our members and our local businesses by helping to provide education and information about the resources, tools, and most importantly, the funding and economic supports that are available to help you out during these tough times. We're doing our very best to consolidate and simplify and provide some context and interpretation to these new programs. A lot of the processes have not been fully formalized at this point in time, but as soon as that information is available, we're getting it out there. And we're doing that in a number of ways, Austin, through obviously our email blasts, our newsletter. We've got a news feed update on our website that we're updating regularly, social media posts, and then, of course, local media, like you guys on the radio. Thank you for having us on today. So we're also trying to do some more interactive ways to reach out to our local business community, including some Zoom video conferencing sessions that we're going to be working with some great partners in the community to provide more information and support to our businesses. So we welcome feedback from our community, and please feel free to reach out to us. Check out our website at cwchamber.ca or email me directly at chamber@cwchamber.ca.
Awesome. So the federal government has announced a 75% wage subsidy for qualifying business. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this was initially announced as a 10% wage subsidy and has since, with some pressure put on to the federal government to provide more relief to small and medium-sized businesses, has been increased to a 75% wage subsidy that's retroactive to March 15th, and it's for up to 3 months. It's really there to help businesses keep and return workers to their payroll. The eligibility criteria and how to apply for this will be shared, I would say, within the next few days. We were hoping for some information by this time today, but we haven't heard yet. And so I don't have any information yet on how to apply for it or how it will be, how the cash flow will work in getting that subsidy through the government, but we'll provide that information as soon as possible. But this one's really important for those businesses that absolutely need to keep people on payroll, but maybe their sales revenues have dropped significantly. This is going to be a huge way to protect those jobs.
All right. And the federal government also has established the Canada Emergency Response Benefit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a benefit for individuals. It's a taxable benefit that will provide $2,000 a month or $500 a week for up to 4 months for those workers who lose their income for any reason related to COVID-19. And it replaces what had initially been announced as the emergency care benefit and the emergency support benefit by the federal government. And what's really interesting about this one is that this benefit is available to workers who typically would not be eligible for employment insurance. So they wouldn't be able to be qualified for EI. So that includes contract workers, self-employed individuals. It could be people that are having to stay at home to take care of sick or quarantined family members who would not be eligible to apply for EI. So it is a really good benefit that's going to help keep people with some income. And there is a portal that will be available to access this benefit available in early April, so more information to happen. It is a benefit that will be paid monthly, and it's eligible starting March 15th until October 3rd. Applications will be taken and payments will be received by individuals within 10 days of application. So there is some more information on the government websites, and again, I would encourage everybody to check out our website at the Chamber to find out where to get those details.
And just recently, we found out some relief also coming here to the county.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great breaking news that we can chat about. The Keep Well Emergency Business Sustainability Fund is basically the county putting out $1 million available to businesses in the county through low-interest loans, and it's basically up to $25,000 at a 3% interest rate for businesses that are eligible for it, with no payments made in the first 6 months, and there's a five-year repayment plan on that. And these are being offered through the Community Futures Development Corporations, and so our partner, Wellington Waterloo Community Futures, right here in Center Wellington, is going to be a partner in providing these loans to businesses. So we're going to be updating our website, but you can also go to Wellington Waterloo Community Futures website to access that information and how to apply. And Community Futures will be providing some great support training and opportunities for the businesses that do apply.
And, of course, a few things right here in the township.
For sure. So the township is waiving penalties and interest on all 2020 tax levies and water and sewer payments for 60 days from the due date. And there's there's more information available on the township website as well as on the chamber website. So that is great information and financial relief from the township of Center Wellington.
Awesome. We appreciate your time, Dana. And thank you for the latest update from the Center Wellington Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Austin. Thank you to the Grand at 101 for having us on. And we look forward to having people reach out to us.
All righty. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.